The Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, Congressman Ed Markey, is getting some help on the campaign trail from high-profile Democrats. On Saturday, former President Bill Clinton will campaign for Markey in Worcester. More than 7,000 people turned out for a Markey rally yesterday in Roxbury, where Markey was joined by President Obama. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Ed Markey stayed on the theme of his campaign, that his Republican opponent, Gabriel Gomez, would vote with national Republicans once he gets to the U.S. Senate. It's a message that worked for Elizabeth Warren in her race against Scott Brown last year. And so, Markey came to Roxbury to contrast Gomez's record with his own.
I support a ban on assault weapons. I support a ban on the high-capacity magazines that attach to those assault weapons.
President Obama tied this campaign to the Boston Marathon bombings. He reminded the audience that the last time he was in Boston, it was for an interfaith service for the victims, 3 days after the bombs. One reason the professional firefighters of Massachusetts have endorsed Markey is that he's consistently supported funding positions for firefighters in some of the poorer cities in Massachusetts. The president spoke of the importance of keeping John Kerry's seat Democratic in order to support funding for firefighters and other first responders.
You know, these budget battles we have in Washington, they have implications for whether or not we're helping cities and states fund their firefighters, fund their police officers. And everybody here in Boston knows how much those first responders mean to us when a crisis is hit, and we've got to make sure we're there for them.
And then the president took on the job of political analyst. After Scott Brown shocked Democrats in 2010, the Deval Patrick, Obama, and Warren campaigns, together with the Service Employees International Union and the Massachusetts Democratic Party, have built a grassroots effort that's brought one victory after another. But this election marks the first time that effort is being tested in a special election. The president was mindful of that.
We got a whole lot of Democrats in this state and a whole lot of Obama voters. But you can't just turn out during a presidential election. You've got to turn out in this election.
It's a close race. The latest WBUR poll out this week shows Markey ahead by 7 points. Seated at the back of the crowd was former Boston television reporter Sarah Ann Shaw of Roxbury, there to hear the president. She said the outcome of the race is in doubt.
I think the Senate race is still a little bit up in the air. I don't know why, but I don't feel that Markey has really put as much energy into this race as he should have. I mean, people should have learned the lesson from the last time with Scott Brown and Martha Coakley.
It's not clear if this big crowd is going to turn out to vote for Markey. All of the people I spoke to were there because they wanted to hear the president. Some of them said they would definitely vote for Markey, others probably. That was the case with Shaw.
I don't care to share my voting, but probably.
Others were more tentative. June Sullivan of the South End said this was her second time trying to see the president. The first was when he spoke at the cathedral service in April.
Can I ask you, are you going to vote for Ed Markey?
Yes, I'm thinking about it.
Thinking about it.
I think I will.
Gabriel Gomez responded to the president's visit as he walked out of the high-tech roundtable in Waltham. He used humor to point out that the president is here because it is such a close race.
I'm humbled that the president's here. And anytime the president comes up here, he's a busy man. You know, obviously he feels it's important. But it also says that Congressman Markey is extremely scared. You don't have the president of the United States, the busiest person in the world, take time out of his schedule to come up and try to prop up Congressman Markey.
Gomez organized his own gathering with veterans, police officers, and firefighters in Chelsea. He invited President Obama, but the president had a conflict. He was speaking for Markey in Roxbury at the very same time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.